Last week, the Department of Defense delayed anticipated furlough notices for civilian employees. The DOD says the two-week delay will allow it to analyze the impact of the federal budget sequester on its workforce. But not everybody got a reprieve. DOD contractor Defense Support Services employed 330 helicopter maintenance workers at Joint Base Lewis-McChord. More than a third of those workers were laid off. KUOW's Patricia Murphy reports.
Jimmy Martin can identify Army helicopters by the sound of their engines.
It's an OH-58. It's an observation helicopter.
He spent 20 years in the Army doing aviation work. When he retired from active duty, he started working basically the same job on the base. Only now the government is the customer, and his boss is government contractor DS-2. Army helicopters return from Afghanistan battle-worn. Martin and the others who work the job repair, rebuild, and repaint them. On Friday, New Jersey-based DS-2 laid off a third of Martin's shop, 128 people. Martin says he feels lucky that he had the option to take a $2 pay cut and a demotion to keep his job. Others took more of a cut than he did.
You know, the way the economy and things are going now, most of us are just happy. If we're here, we're just happy to be here. And, you know, we want to do what we do for the guys that are doing that mission. You know, it hurts to take the pay cut, but, you know, if it keeps me in a job, then I'm going to do what I got to do.
Martin says talk of the sequester has been making people anxious for months. Many employees, he said, have been trying to brace themselves financially.
There were people that were like, can I come work overtime? Is there any overtime? There were people trying to work every single day, every hour they could, because you just don't know. We knew a cut was coming. We just could feel it, but nobody knew how deep. So a lot of people, I know I spent the last month doing, 60, 70-hour weeks.
Electrician Elizabeth Sowersby says on Friday, everyone was called to a meeting. A manager began to read a list of employees who were laid off. It included people who'd been working there for years.
He was trying to call the names off and give congratulations to everyone who's worked with the company, but he was getting so choked up and teary-eyed, and then other people had to step in for him. So, yeah, it was an intense meeting.
Sowersby's name was on the list. She returned to the shop just to retrieve her forgotten lunch pail. When she comes back to the car, I ask her, how's it going in there?
Oh, good. They're all talking about how clustered it is in there. I don't want to swear, but clustered.
She didn't swear. That beep was her car.
Disorganized.
She says it's disorganized because people were laid off by seniority, not by job description. As a result, there's a lot of people working unfamiliar jobs. Sowersby says she and her husband will be able to stretch financially for now. They have a family living with them. That helps with expenses. She knows of others who are much worse off. On the bright side, she says, the company told her she could be back to work in 2 weeks. But it's not that reassuring, since she doesn't have much seniority.
I don't know how to make that make sense, but if I do get hired, I'm going to be excited because I'll be doing my job. But at the same time, I'm going to always be thinking, I know I'm the bottom of the barrel, so I know I could leave at any moment if they feel like it. That's one thing I was unfortunate with, is I was hoping to come here and have a stable career set, stable job set, and unfortunately that has not been the case since I've been here.
As an active member of the National Guard and a military spouse, Sowersby reflects on her training to get through a layoff. The military mantra, adapt and overcome. For her, that includes a lot of running and yoga. I'm Patricia Murphy, KUOW News.